So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hakaisim Tevsig Gitten. Tzarchi Niach Mokam Ish, Umokam Isha, Umokam Azman. A sefer who prepares pre-written Gitten must leave room for the names of the husband and wife and for the date. Shtari Milva, Tzarchi Niach Mokam Ha Malva, Mokam Ha Loiva, Mokam Ha Mois, Umokam Azman. For a pre-written loan document, he must leave room for the names of the lender and borrower, the amount of money, and the date. Shtari Mekach, Tzarech Sheinech Mokam Halikach, Umokam HaMoicher, Mokam HaMois, Mokam HaSada, Umokam HaZman, Mipnei HaTarkona. For a pre-written sale document, he must leave room for the names of the seller and buyer, the amount of money, the property, and the date. Rabbi Yehuda Paisel B'Kulan. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and holds that both get and other shtaris may not be pre-written. Rabbi Lazar, Machshir B'Kulan Chutz Megidei Nashim, Shenemar V'Chasav La Lishma. Rabbi Lazar makes a distinction. Other shtaris may be pre-written, but a get may not be pre-written because it must be written lishma. The Gemara first discusses the Tanna Kamma, who says that only the typhus, the generic text of a get and other shtaris, may be pre-written because of a takana. As the Gemara explains, the Tanna Kamma may concur either with Rabbi Lazar, who holds Edim Asir Karti, and the words V'chasav La and the Pasuk V'chasav La Sefer Krisis, which teach that a get must be written lishma, refer to the ksiva, the text of the get, and only the tarif, the text specific to this get, the date, names, and place, but not the typhus, the generic text, nor the chasima, the signatures. Therefore, only the tarif must be written lishma, but the typhus and chasima do not need to be lishma. Or the Tanna Kamma may concur with Reb Meir, who holds Eide Chasima Karti, and the words of Chasav La refer only to the chasima, but not to the ksiva. Therefore, only the chasima must be lishma, but the ksiva of both the tarif and typhus do not need to be lishma. Now, the issue of pre-writing a get is because it's shaloi lishma. Therefore, if the Tanna Kamma is Rabbi Lazar, the Mishnah is understood as follows. The tarif may not be pre-written midday raisa, and the chacham would generally add bedinu dafel typhus namay lelichtav, gizera, typhus atu tarif, gizera shtaris atu gitten. The typhus of a get and even of other shtaris may not be pre-written out of concern that a sefer will also pre-write the tarif of a get, and the get would then be pasul midaraisa. However, the chacham refrained from enacting this gezera and left it at the din d'iraisa that the typhus may be pre-written mipnei hatakana. Rabbi Yenison says the takana was mipnei takana sefer, to ease the workload of the sefer to have gitten available when needed. Rav Chisda Amar Avimi says that takana was mishum takanas agunais, to prevent an aguna, because zimnin debay lemezel medina sayam, v'lay ashkech safra, v'shavik lev ozlo ma'agin. A husband may be in a rush to travel abroad, and if there are no prepared gittin, he will leave without giving a get, and his wife will remain an aguna, unable to marry. However, they could not initiate that one may pre-write the complete get with the tarif, and that includes the statement, harei ad meteres l'chaladam, the phrase that expresses that the get permits her to marry anyone else, because the tarif must be written lishma midaraisa. And one may not even pre-write the tarif of other shtaris, because as Rashi explains, gizeru tarif de shar shtaris atu tarif de gitten. And if the Tanna Kamma is Reb Meir, the Mishnah is understood as follows. Bedinhu dafilo tarif nami lichtav midaraisa, even the tarif of a get, and certainly of other shtaris, may be pre-written, because the ksiva does not need to be lishma. However, the chacham initiated a takana that one may not pre-rewrite the tarif of a get, and even other stars, mebnei ha-takana. Reb Shasai Omer Chizkiah says, mishum kitata, to prevent strife. Zinnin d'sham alei l'sefer d'kokasi v'savr ihu komar lei v'havala kitata b'hadei. A woman may hear a sefer writing her name in a get and assume that her husband intends to divorce her, which will create animosity between them. Rav Chisda Amar Avimi says, Mishum takanas agunais, to prevent an aguna. In this case, a gerusha, a divorced woman, who generally has difficulty to remarry. Zim dehavli katata bahada, verasachala, vizarakle nahalo ma'aginu moisavla. In a case where there is animosity between them, the angry husband will throw the prepared get at his wife, and she will be left a gerusha. In order to buy time, the Chacham initiated that the tarif of a get may not be pre-written, and regarding Shar Shtaris, Gzeru Tarif to Shar Shtaris, Atu Tarif to Gittin. Now, regarding the other two opinions in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Paisel B'Kulan, Rabbi Yehuda holds that any part of a get or other stars may not be pre-written, because he holds like Rebbe Lazar that the tarif is asa midairaisa, and gazer taifas atu tarif, gazer staris atu gitin. Even the taifas of a get or other staris may not be pre-written, because of a concern that a sefer will also pre-write the tarif of a get, shalo lishma, and the get will be pasal midairaisa. Rebbe Lazar makshir bekulon chutz migitin nashim, shenema bechasav lo lishma. Rebbe Lazar makes the following distinction. He agrees with Rebbe Yehuda regarding gittin, and gazer taifas the gittin, atu tarif the gittin. The taifas of a get may not be pre-written out of concern for the tarif of a get, which would be possible midaraisa. And according to Rashi, Rebbe Lazar also gazer tarif the shtaris, atu tarif the gittin. The tarif of other shtaris is usher out of concern for the tarif of a get, which would be possible midaraisa. However, Rebbe Lazar like gazer taifas the shtaris, atu taifas the gittin, atu tarif the gittin. Because that would be a gezer le gezer. Therefore, Rebbe Lazar allows pre-writing Teifas Tishtaris. The Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin teaches a machlokes regarding Mipnei Ma Tiknus Man Begitin, the reasons for which the Chacham initiated that the date must be included in the get. Rebbe Yechanan says, Mishum Bas Achaisai, the Chacham initiated Zman in the get for the concern of a person married to his niece, and that if she was Mizana, he will attempt to save her from Misa by giving her a get and claim that they were divorced at the time of his nus. But now that the Chacham initiated the get must have a Zman, she will not be saved from Misa since the Zayin, the Znus, precedes the Zman of the get. Rish Lakish says, Mishum Peris, the Chacham initiated Zman to preserve the wife's profits. Since a husband owns his wife's profits, he will continue to sell her profits even after they divorce and claim that these were his Peris, because they were sold while they were still married. But now the Chacham initiated that a get must have a Zman, the get proves that these were her Peris, because the get precedes the sale of the peiros. Now, regarding our Mishnah, which mentions that a sefer who writes the tavis of a get must also leave room for makam azman, the date, the Gemara explains, loishna min hanisuin, v'loishna min ha'irisin. There's no difference whether the get was for a woman who was married or for a woman who only accepted kedushin. In all cases, one may not pre-write the date, because min hanisuin, mishum basa choyse ika, mishum peri ika. If the get was from Nisuin, both reasons apply. If the get was merely from Erisin, only the reason of his nus applies, but the reason of Paris does not apply, because a husband does not receive his wife's profits during Erisin. However, there is a third reason why one may not pre-write the Zman in the get, which applies even Mina Erisin. If afterward they do marry and have a child, and then they divorce, the child will be considered pogum, tainted, because people might assume that they were divorced from the Zman of the get, and the child was conceived when they were no longer married. Therefore, the Zman is written only at the time of the actual divorce.